When trials come, cling to Jesus, July 11th. Fear not, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, NKJV. Parents should devise ways and means for keeping their children usefully busy. Parents must never forget that they must work earnestly for themselves and their little ones, if they with them are gathered into the ark of safety. We are still in the enemy's country. Let parents strive to reach a higher standard, and to carry their children with them. Let them cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Prove your willingness to make every effort in your power to place your children in the most favorable situation for forming the character that God requires His servants to form. Exercise every spiritual sinew and muscle to save your little flock. The powers of hell will conspire for your destruction. Pray much more than you do. Lovingly, tenderly teach your children to come to God as a heavenly Father. By your example in the management of the home, teach them self-control. Teach them to be helpful in the home. Tell them that Christ lived not to please Himself. The Holy Spirit will fill your mind with the most precious thoughts as you work for your own salvation and the salvation of your children. Parents, gather the rays of divine light which are shining upon your pathway. Walk in the light as Christ is in the light. As you take up the work of saving your children and maintaining your position on the highway of holiness, the most provoking trials will come. But do not lose your hold. Cling to Jesus. He says, "Let Him take hold of my strength, that He may make peace with me, and He shall make peace with me." Difficulties will arise. You will meet with obstacles. Look constantly to Jesus. When an emergency arises, ask, "Lord, what shall I do now?" If you refuse to storm or fret or scold, the Lord will show you the way through. He will help you to use the talent of speech in such a Christ-like way that the precious attributes of patience, comfort, and love will be brought into the home. Do all in your power to stand on vantage ground before your children. By following a Christ-like course of action, holding firmly to the promises of God, you may be evangelists in the home, ministers of grace to your children.